From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Daniel Chen. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told US President Barack Obama of his country's profound resentment over a former US Marine's involvement in the killing of a Japanese woman outside an American military base. Mr. Abe made the remarks at a news conference after discussing the slaying with Mr. Obama in a meeting before the G7 summit. Mr. Obama said he expressed his sincerest condolences. The two leaders discussed the incident just days after Japanese authorities arrested Kenneth Franklin Shinzato, a 32-year-old former US Marine who they say confessed to stabbing and strangling the woman. Afghanistan's Taliban says Malawi Habibullah Akhundzada has been appointed its new chief following the death of Mullah Akhtar Mansour. The Taliban also formally confirmed that Mansour was killed in a US drone attack last week. The new leader was a deputy to Mansour along with Sirajuddin Haqqani, the leader of the Haqqani network. The United Nations says nearly 3 million people in drought-stricken Zimbabwe are going hungry. UN Resident Coordinator for Zimbabwe, Bisho Parajuli, says the impact of little rain and low crop yields following 2 years of drought is painfully visible in Matabele land and other dry lands. A few weeks ago, the United Nations appealed for $360 million to provide life-saving assistance for more than 3 million people. The priority needs are for food, water, health, nutrition, sanitation, and protection. Eurozone finance ministers say they have reached a major breakthrough in negotiations in the latest debt relief arrangement for Greece after talks in Brussels Tuesday night. The International Monetary Fund had demanded a reduction in Greece's debt burden as a condition for further IMF bailout funds. I'm Daniel Chen, that's the latest world news from VOA.